702. Travel.
Time for us to travel with Iga Motelska, who is editor of EagerJourneys.com, where you can head over to get more info and to follow more of Iga's travel journeys. We take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Iga, happy Friday. How are you doing?
Happy Friday. I'm so happy because we've had two short weeks in a row and it's been fabulous. I'm getting used to the soft life. I don't want to go back to a five-day work week. I don't know about you, but I'm done with these five-day work weeks.
Listen, 4 days a week sounds like what it should be. We will propose it to Parliament, have the four-day work week. All right, so we are talking part two of solo travel tips and tricks. So where do we kick off?
Yes, so I wanted to give listeners maybe some tips about Google search words and key phrases that they should use when they're doing their own independent research. And of course, it's just keeping in mind various key phrases. So make sure, remember to use the inverted commas and to put your key phrases within that, because then it's going to help give you better results. So things like supplement-free travel or supplement-free solo travel, or something like no single supplement travel. You know, try different things like solo travel deals or discounts or sale. You can also try singles holidays or single travel, all of that. There's also a really cool resource. It's solotravelerworld.com, and it's solo traveler with one L. And you can also sign up to their newsletter. They've got some really nice solo travel deals that they update every single month, a number of times throughout the month. So that's always a great resource. And of course, I would also say to always ask directly, call your favorite, you know, travel service provider or travel agent, ask them, speak to a chatbot, maybe not a chatbot, but email them, or perhaps maybe connect on social media, just send them a DM and just ask them, hey, do you guys have any solo travel tips or, you know, ideas and deals that are coming up and promotions? Please sign me up to those newsletters, because maybe sometimes you might not have found something online and it's hidden in a tab somewhere on their website, but it's always worth asking. I think DMing on social media is really helpful because you usually get a human on the other end.
Yes, yes. And that makes such a big difference when a person is searching for that. What are the other tips we can look out for?
Yeah, so I wanted to say that, you know, we were talking essentially about traveling solo, but some people want to travel by themselves, not necessarily with a partner or a family member or a friend, but still within a group. And so it's really great to look out for, say, for example, a tour operator that specializes in solo travel, or joining a group travel. Like, it's not for everyone, I totally understand, but perhaps for those who worry that they might feel a little bit lonely and they want the company, they want to meet people who are converging in a destination from all over the world, I think it's a really great way to do it. And of course, just keep in mind that there are different kinds of group travel kind of themes or opportunities. So if you're young, under the age of 35 or 39, you can look at Contiki, Intrepid, G-Adventures and so on. For example, I visited India for 3 weeks in 2017, and it was the one destination that I was a little bit nervous about traveling to by myself. But it's really great because we traveled from north to south over 3 weeks, 11 different cities. And now I feel that when I go back, because I really want to go back, it was mind-blowing, and it's such a vast country. There are so many things to see. Now I feel empowered to know what to expect. I understand how things work, what to do, what the common travel scams are. And so I really do feel empowered with that first-hand approach. Of course, for older travelers, like our parents, for example, they might want to look at Trafalgar Tours, On the Go Tours, or Odyssey Traveler. I have not forgotten about the request from your listener that came through last time. We will do a segment about deals and tips and tricks and ideas for pensioners. And then, of course, I would also recommend going and looking at Tour Radar. This is an excellent resource, and you can go to the Solo Travel tab, then click on the last minute travel tab, and here you can find solo travel deals with discounts between 20 to 75% off. I was looking at them this morning, and I must say they're very, very appealing. But what I would recommend with that is, especially if you're looking at the last minute travel tab on their website, is to do so when you are already in the country or when you're just about to leave, because some of the lead times are perhaps a few days to a few weeks to a few months. So just thing to keep in mind. But great if you want to be spontaneous.
I think so. And those options, we always love having them available.
Yes.
So what are these other non-negotiable things that you do when you actually get to a new country traveling solo?
Yeah, exactly. This is important, I think, if you're not traveling in the group. And there's just a number of things that you can do that can kind of give you peace of mind. For me, it's getting a SIM card with data. That's kind of like a non-negotiable. Also, the cost is almost negligible for that kind of peace of mind. And so you don't necessarily have to have roaming with your service provider in South Africa. These days, just about everyone is purely communicating via WhatsApp. And also, you know, before you arrive at your destination, before you get that SIM card, I always send myself important info or docs to myself on WhatsApp. I don't know if people know that they can actually do that. And so if, even if you don't have Wi-Fi or data when you arrive, you'll have your flight, your boarding passes, your hotel reservation, your medical and travel insurance. That's really, really helpful.
Then and I think that's a big one, because I think sometimes people also think and assume that everywhere has Wi-Fi. Many places have Wi-Fi, but you never want that to be your only source of communication.
Absolutely. And these days, remember, you want to have a trusted source of Wi-Fi. I've stopped using Wi-Fi in public places altogether unless I'm really desperate. So yes, absolutely. And you know, we shouldn't always assume that there might be Wi-Fi. Let's say they have load shedding.
Right.
The internet is down. Precisely.
There we go.
Can you imagine travelers coming to South Africa expecting there's going to be Wi-Fi and power?
Yeah.
But something else that is really great is enabling location tracking on your phone or the Find My Phone feature and just sharing it with your trusted contacts. Or you can also share your live location for up to 8 hours via Wi-Fi, which is really helpful. Something else I do is I always set a budget and just make sure I have additional cash or my credit card with me that I don't touch throughout the trip. And that's, of course, so that you can be self-sufficient in case of an emergency, in case something unpredictable happens. You never want to have to be trying to call family and friends for bank transfers or being stuck in a place and being in a tricky, you know, position. Some people might want to take advantage of that, and so I think that's really essential. And again, you know, when we're talking about sharing or storing all of that important data, is to have your critical medical and emergency contact information on you, whether it's on your phone's lock screen or in your phone cover, maybe in your wallet or in your bag. I think that's really important. And I also share my itinerary and travel documents and everything with the SA embassy or consulate in another country.
I mean, traveling. Please, can you say that again? Because if they don't know that you are there and there's like a natural disaster or something happens, they won't know to look for you. And if you find yourself in trouble, it helps to already know who the contact person is. And in trouble could mean, I mean, I was in the Seychelles, desperately needing a gynae, and I was helped by the embassy. They came to fetch me. They took me, like, they found me the doctor. So it really makes a difference if you get in touch with your embassy or consulate.
That is an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that. Exactly. I mean, look at what happened in Taiwan now. You never want to think of the worst case scenario, but we know that that's life. It's unpredictable. That's what happens. And so even if you share a rough itinerary with them, that they know they're going to be in the north part of the country in the beginning and you're going to be going in an anti-clockwise direction, or you're starting out in the south, at least they know, and they know which hotels you might stay at and so on. So I think that is absolutely vital. And, you know, that's what they are there for. Those are the services that they provide. So I think that's really important. And one final thing on that point is I want to say I also share my itinerary with my trusted contacts, and I keep them up to date. So whether I upload it to email or maybe on Google Cloud, just so that, you know, they're aware more or less of where I'm going. Let's say, for example, my phone is stolen and it takes me a few days to organize a new one and I don't have that data connection or whatever. You know, you don't necessarily want them to worry as well, and they will know more or less where you're located and where to find you.
And think
one final thing.
Yes, sorry, the medical and the emergency contact info.
Yes, definitely, 100%.
Okay, and the final one?
So what to do if you find yourself in danger when traveling solo? Create a broadcast list or group on WhatsApp of your trusted contacts so you can bulk message. And if something is happening, if you've got that data connection and your phone on you, you can send a voice note and pretend, for example, that you're having a conversation with the taxi driver. You know, this is a thing that happened to me once. And you won't alert them to the fact that you're recording this voice note, but you can mention recognizable landmarks and be like, "Hi, guys, sorry, we're supposed to be going to the airport at the moment. I think we're going in the wrong direction because I see this big shopping mall on my right-hand side, and it looks like we're actually heading towards the beach.
Yes.
Can you just let me know? Can I see your Google Maps?" You know, and so you can like talk it through and record it, and you can bulk send it through so that you're not trying to find your contacts and send it to everyone. I think that's really important. And also, I always have my most valuable possessions with me in the front of the car or in the taxi. You know, because if you put something in the back and something happens and you need to escape,
Keep everything. Your passport on you.
Your passport, your money, your camera, your laptop. You know, I know that if I'm putting something into the back of the taxi, I have to reconcile myself with the fact that, touch wood, if anything happens, I'm jumping out of that taxi and I'm running as fast as my little legs can take me. I'm going to leave those things behind. So I think that's really important. Always approach other travelers to ask for help as well.
And I would
if
say
you feel you're being followed.
Yes, right at the beginning, and you'll be able to follow her there.